Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Aineta Arabalis. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating topics from the vast world of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into a rather unique subject, the Aineta Arabalis. Now, I know you're wondering, what in the world is an Aineta Arabalis? Well, let's unravel this mystery together. Aineta Arabalis is not a term you may have heard before because it links directly to a fascinating ancient artifact. It refers to a specific type of pottery that belongs to the cultural heritage of ancient Greek civilizations. Ah, the Greeks, always known for their rich contributions to art and history. Let me take you back to the time of the ancients, roughly in the 7th century BC. During this period, an arabalos was a small spherical or globular flask with a narrow neck. It was primarily used by athletes to store oils and perfumes. The particular concoctions were then applied to their bodies after exercise or a workout, adding fragrance and cleansing in a world without modern toiletries. Imagine watching athletes dabbing a strangely recognizable little vessel from their bags, pouring just a hint of oil into their hands, using it to soothe aching muscles, or simply wiping away the dust from another day's exertion. The arabalos was more than a mere vessel. It was a reflection of its owner's identity and a testament to the artistry and skill of its maker. But why was it so special? And what on earth does Aineta refer to? Well, let's dig a little deeper. The term Aineta relates to a specific style or type within the broader category of these curious vessels. Aineta arabaloi are particularly known for their beautiful, intricate designs, often decorated with scenes of mythology or daily life that offer us a window into an ancient world. The craftsmanship that went into these objects is truly something to behold, blending functionality with an unyielding dedication to aesthetics. The shapes and forms of the arabalos also tell us a story. Their designs were quite variable, some with chain-like handles, and others with the shape evoking an invocation that the athlete's strength be akin to Heracles himself. Consider how in today's context, an ordinary water bottle might suddenly hold such significance. Yet, here lies the beauty of human culture, our tendency to take the simple and elevate it to the sublime. But here's a question for you, our contemplative listeners. How do you see the interplay of art and function in your daily life? Are there modern equivalents to the Aineta Arabalis that we take for granted? Let's consider some parallels from our everyday lives. Think about your favorite piece of technology, perhaps that sleek new smartphone or a finely crafted pen. While essential in use, these items also set themselves apart by their design. Their creators have combined an understanding of functionality with a keen eye for what pleases us aesthetically and, dare I say, emotionally. The Aineta Arabalis, therefore, is not just another artifact of the past, but a symbol of the human inclination to merge utility and beauty. The process of creating each piece required artisans to hone their craft meticulously, blending raw materials with innovative techniques and drawing upon the rich tapestry of myths and stories that provided them with an endless source of inspiration. Here's another thought-provoking angle. What can we learn from these ancient practices? How can they inform our current approaches to technology and design? Maybe it's in the belief that every object, no matter how mundane, tells a story about who we are, what values we hold dear, and what messages we seek to pass on to future generations. I encourage you to take a closer look at the objects surrounding you, probing deeper into their origins and meanings. Just as the Aineta Arabalis carries the echoes of a bygone era, so too do the items of today offer insights into our own culture. And if you're feeling inspired, why not explore more about this fascinating pottery through additional reading? The full Wikipedia article on the Aineta Arabalis is a great place to begin, offering more detailed insights into its history and significance. As we wrap up today's episode on a note of wonder and appreciation, let's embark on a journey not just to understand the relics of our past, but to cherish the beautiful mundane that fills our present. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the stories behind the stories.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ineta Aribalos. Thanks for listening. See you next time.